Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community. Leadership is about cultivating growth, just like a gardener nurtures a garden. And no one understands this better than Jeff McManus. Jeff is the Director of Landscape Services at the University of Mississippi and a dynamic speaker who helps organizations develop leaders from the ground up. Drawing from decades of experience, Jeff teaches leadership principles through his book, Weeders to Leaders, which has transformed teams and leaders across the country. Jeff helps businesses and organizations cultivate thriving leaders, just as he has done for his own team at Ole Miss. Looking to grow strong leaders in your organization? Bring Jeff to your next event and let him help your team thrive. Book Jeff McManus today. Great leaders aren't born, they're grown. Here is our host, Kristen Engelkay.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of South Haven Business Beat. We're here today with the Director of Workforce Development for DeSoto County Schools, Ms. Beth Turner. Welcome, Ms. Beth. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so Ms. Beth, introduce yourself to our people and tell me a little bit about yourself.
So I am Beth Turner. I am the Director of Workforce Development for DeSoto County School District. I came to DeSoto County School District 24 years ago and started as a teacher and have been an assistant principal, principal, coordinator of career and technical education, and now the Director of Workforce Development.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you've been with the school for just a little while then.
I have. This is my first and only professional job. Is with DeSoto County School District.
Well, they are lucky to have you, I'm sure, because you're a lifer. I love that. So what age group did you teach when you went to be a teacher?
So when I graduated college, I went back to the high school that I graduated from at Olive Branch, and I taught chemistry and physics during my first 3 years with DeSoto County Schools.
Oh, okay. Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. Being a teacher is something that I could not imagine. For many years back in the day, I drove school buses, so I only got to see those smiling faces for about 20, 30 minutes. Could not imagine being in a room with them all day long. That is definitely a calling and a gift. So through your progression and your changes that you had throughout your career, what was your driving to move into this workforce development?
So I think over the course of the years, I realized how we could help students find their future and really develop what that career interest was. And I think that really came about from moving into career and technical education. So in 2012, when we opened our East Campus, I was the principal for that campus. And I really had the opportunity to be able to connect with students in a completely different way than when I was teaching or as an assistant principal in a regular academic school. And so during the time at Career Tech, you really start to see the students find their way in a career and either find a pathway that they love or realize that that pathway might not be right for them.
So you said that you were the principal at Career Tech East. Well, that implies that there is another location. Is that correct?
There is. So in DeSoto County Schools, we have two career and technical education centers. We have our campus in Olive Branch, which is our East Campus, and we have our campus in Horn Lake, which is our West Campus. And for the most part, the programs that we have at each of our two campuses are very specific to that campus. And so we're able to serve students from all of our high schools on those two campuses, depending on the pathway that they're interested in.
What are some of the different options for the classes? What are the things that are offered?
So at Career Tech East, that is our smaller campus currently, but we have a logistics and supply chain, which is only one of two programs within the state of Mississippi. When we opened our campus in 2012, our teacher that came on board with us was the teacher to develop that curriculum for the state of Mississippi, and then also to help mentor other districts as they were interested in expanding to offer logistics and transportation. logistics and supply chain. So we have law enforcement and fire science, along with health sciences, which is for our students who are interested in any kind of medical profession. We have advanced manufacturing and educator preparation at our East Campus. We do have two business courses at Olive Branch High School and Hernando High School that helps those students who are interested in business, marketing, and finance. Students from other high schools can enroll in our one at Olive Branch. And then at our West Campus, we also have Health Sciences. That is our largest program that we have and offer, as well as engineering, information technology, digital media technology, culinary, automotive, construction, and welding.
Wow, that's incredible that you're able to offer so many different options for these students to be able to see what's out there.
We do. And we really wanted to make sure that we were trying to offer programs within all of the different pathways so that when a student came in, they could really determine whether or not that was something that they wanted to pursue post-secondary, or help them find out that there were lots of different careers within that pathway. We have a lot of our students in health sciences that think that they're interested in being a nurse when they come into the program. But once they come in and are able to do a job shadow or clinical job shadowing experiences at the hospital, realize that there are so many other careers within the medical profession that oftentimes they find another path within that health sciences field.
That's incredible. Well, I know from personal experience, because I have toured the campus over here in Horn Lake, because as a parent, I actually have a child that went through and was a student at that facility, and he went through the robotics and engineering. And he had always had an interest in just programming and things like that, but it was limited to just computer things. But he was able to fall in love with robotics. And he went on to Northwest, and he's got his associates in mechanical engineering and is, you know, well on his way to finding that path that started there. And he just has fallen in love with robotics.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear.
Yes.
You know, and oftentimes our programs are hands-on. So the students, when they come in, you know, it's not just a lecture that they're listening to or, you know, learning notes and material like through that. So they have the opportunity, whether that is several days a week or oftentimes every day, that they are in a shop out doing hands-on, doing video production in digital media, working with a computer in IT, or with robotics and engineering. They're out in the hallway, you know, making their robot work that they've just built while they've been in class. So that does give those students who really enjoy that hands-on learning experience an opportunity to be able to get that when they're in one of the career tech programs.
And that's definitely not limited to just robotic stuff. I know that they actually even have like real car lifts, and they're working on cars in the mechanics area.
We do. And that's one thing that's great with our automotive. Our students are learning what a simulated work environment looks like. So the students that are in automotive, when they get ready to go in the shop on their day, they are going to clock in and clock out. They are going to get a worksheet, you know, a job order that shows what needs to be done or what they're checking on each of the different vehicles that's in that shop. So it really is giving them that simulated work experience every day that they're going in the shop for what they may see when they're actually out into a workplace.
So for a business that really loves the concept of this, how do they get involved to be able to have students come and job shadow?
Well, you know, one thing that I have to say is that our students wouldn't have the opportunities that we have without our business partners. And our business partners are so instrumental in being able to provide that real work experience to our students that are in our programs. And so whether that is through a partnership in which a business may come and be a guest speaker for us, or where they may come several times throughout the week or several times throughout the semester and teach different concepts to that program, or whether they allow our students to come out and take a tour or do a job shadow or host an intern for us, all of those different opportunities are valuable for our students to be able to see what that career pathway really looks like. So if we have a business who is interested in connecting with us or offering opportunities for our students, we can be very flexible about that partnership, what that looks like, and we can really work with the business to help provide any kind of opportunities for our students that the businesses are willing to do.
Okay. Well, as far as the sponsorship opportunities, what would that look like? Like, what does that go toward?
So it depends. We have sponsors that we recognize who provide time with coming in and teaching our students different tasks or a skill that's specific to their company. It could also be to where a company may have equipment that they are able to donate, or a project that they're able to donate, or a monetary donation that they're able to make toward the program. So really, in those kind of cases, if it's something monetary, then we would look at what supplies are needed for a project or an upcoming opportunity that we could provide for the students through that. And if that is something to where it is equipment or materials for projects, then we can look at how we can incorporate that into something that the students are doing.
That's incredible. I love that our business community is able to give back and to help train these upcoming leaders and future business owners and hopefully make them fall in love with the local workforce and stay here in our community.
Right. And even if it's something that they're a business might not be able to host a job shadow or an internship opportunity, you know, to have someone that came in for mock interviews or to help talk about the application and resumes and just to provide some of those kind of skills with our students is a great benefit for them as well.
That's incredible. Well, guys, we're going to take just a moment. We've got to take commercial. We have to thank our sponsors of the South Haven Business Beat podcast. So we'll be right back with you in just a few moments and hear more from Miss Beth Turner.
Pure Focus Media exists to make high-quality media accessible to all businesses, regardless of their size or budget. We believe that every business deserves to have its story told with clarity and creativity, and we are here to bring that vision to life. Now back to South Haven Business Beat and host Kristen Engelke.
Well, welcome back to South Haven Business Beat, where we're here with Miss Beth Turner, Director of Workforce Development for DeSoto County Schools. We've been talking a little bit about the Career Tech Centers that we have in DeSoto County, where students are able to come and learn about all different industries and to be able to have hands-on training and to be able to see if that is the career path for them. But I understand that DeSoto County Schools has so much more in the world of business development. Can you tell me a little bit about what you've got going on inside the high schools?
Yes. So as you know, our two career tech centers are separate facilities from our high schools. And so to help serve the needs of our students within the high school setting, our district has 8 career coaches. We have 1 career coach for all of our high schools currently, but this next week we are getting ready to expand a career coach within 3 of our high schools so that we will have 2 career coaches at DeSoto Central, South Haven, and Horn Lake to help facilitate the different activities that are available for students within the high schools. And so our career coaches are part of a partnership with Three Rivers Planning and Development, in which our career coaches are there to help students explore and develop their career exploration and what they are looking to do once they get out of high school. And so through those opportunities, our career coaches are there to facilitate different types of opportunities, such as bringing guest speakers into maybe our college and career readiness courses or our personal leadership courses or the job skills elective courses, any of those different elective courses to where they could implement some career exploration. Our career coaches will help facilitate those experiences with local business partners, as well as what those needs are for those teachers, depending upon which career they might be exploring at that time. In addition, they set up mock interviews for the students in which they'll have those business partners come in and participate in interviewing different sets of students. They may have them come in and work on interviewing and resume skills with the students that are in high school, as well as job shadowing opportunities and internship opportunities. We have opportunities for some of our students in high school to be able to go out for 100 hours for a paid opportunity to intern at different businesses who are willing to partner with us for those experiences for the students, as well as they may host a lunch and learn during the day for the students, or a breakfast with business, similar to what our chambers host, in which they'll bring a business in and invite a limited number of students to come in for breakfast as they explore a different career that company represents, as well as some of our larger events like our Ready for Work Day that we just had at Center Hill High School, in which our seniors move around through different stations to where they are learning how to tie, how to go through some of the difficult questions that might show up in an interview, how to read their W-4s, or how to learn about their taxes, or just different areas that we have industry representatives that will come in and help with those students at different stations that they do. So most all of our high schools have some type of activity related to getting ready for work or getting ready for the real life after high school with that. So those are some of the types of activities that our career coaches help to facilitate at our high schools with all of our students.
That is incredible, and I have to say I'm a little bit jealous because we did not have stuff like that when we were in high school.
We did not.
No.
And so this does allow the students, you know, they can schedule one-on-one conferences and meetings with the career coaches so they can go through personality assessments or different learning style assessments or what their plan is for after high school. And so our career coaches will oftentimes meet with our seniors who are graduating in December for what their plan is starting in January to make sure that they do have a plan and to help facilitate that transition as needed with them as well.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So when you got started, what was your biggest challenge getting these off the ground?
So for us, we had a lot of activities that were already taking place within our schools. Our career coaches came into our schools. This is their second full school year, but they came in during October of the first year that they started with us. As well as we have work-based learning coordinators that are in all of our high schools and our East and West campus. And so our work-based learning coordinators were in place, and they are helping to facilitate the work experience for the students who already have a job in high school. So our work-based learning coordinators are out visiting the students while they're at their workplace, checking in with their supervisors, and helping their students to navigate all the ups and downs of having their first job and what all may come with that, how to ask for time off, how to call in sick, how to interact with HR, or what to do if a difficult situation comes up while they're at work. So we have our career coaches that were in place and our work-based learning instructors that were in place, as well as opportunities that were already going on in our CTE programs. But the biggest challenge there was to kind of consolidate and streamline all of our efforts that we had going on and to really start to promote out all of the different activities that we had available for our students so that, one, our students would know what those opportunities were for them, as well as parents and community leaders as well, that we would have a better way for them to get involved with our schools and start to look at some of the opportunities that we could offer in our middle schools and our elementary schools.
Right. Well, I asked you about what one of your biggest challenges was. Of course, that leads to the next question. What is one of your biggest success stories?
So I think for us, one of our most recent and exciting opportunities that we had was our partnership with the South Haven Chamber, in which we were able to provide mentees for the Bridge Academy that the South Haven Chamber just started. So with that first cohort of business leaders, for us to be able to provide a student in that mentorship and in that job shadowing opportunity was a great leap as we got ready to really kick off our workforce development so that we could show immediately that partnership and the success stories that came from that opportunity. So we are so excited for the success of that program, to see what we learned from that, what our students gained from that, and from what our business leaders gained from being able to have that partnership with the students, so that we're excited to see that grow for this next year. So that was an immediate opportunity that we saw that was just such a great positive experience for our students, and that strong connection that we have with our business leaders, as well as we have a new opportunity for some of our students from our automotive program at Career Tech West. We have an opportunity for 5 of our automotive students. They have just started a FedEx internship. And so this was very, very successful for us to get into FedEx, to be able to offer not only an opportunity for those students, but to have that structured internship with FedEx that was very organized, that we are running through our work-based learning coordinator at our Career Tech West campus. So those were two of our programs that have just started right over the summer, and then right when we got back to school, that we are very excited to see those up and going and provide different opportunities for our students than we've had in the past for them.
Well, I can say on behalf of the Chamber, we were so thrilled to be able to provide that platform and to be able to be that resource. I know that through our first inaugural class of the Bridge Academy, that several of our actual business leaders were able to start giving back to this because of their mentees. I know that Pure Focus Media is now one of the media sponsors for the CTC West.
Yes.
No, yes, West.
Yes.
So I know that they are going to be partnering with that media class, and has already met with some of them and has already completely fallen in love with that.
And that's so great to hear. And it's great for us to be able to have that support from our community members, that they can talk about their personal experiences that they have had working with all of our different opportunities for students. And the more that we have that support, then the more we'll be able to spread the word about what we're doing and showing those positive opportunities for our students that would lead to more opportunities with businesses.
Well, is there anything that I haven't asked you that you absolutely have to share?
So I think for us, it's just exciting to see the Office of Workforce Development coming together to be able to streamline those opportunities that we are offering to our students, regardless of the academic pathway that they've chosen, regardless of if they plan to go straight into the workforce once they graduate high school, or they are looking to go into a trades program or apprenticeship program, or onto a 2 or 4 year university. We have different opportunities in place now within our high school and our CTE centers to be able to meet those needs for the students and help them find that pathway that will be right for them.
Well, as a parent, once again, I am so, so thankful for those opportunities and things that y'all are bringing to all of our students, and we absolutely want to support that in every way that we can. So for all of you that are watching our podcast, once again, we do welcome you to look more into this, connect with Miss Beth, and see how you can be a part of our next leaders that are coming into DeSoto County. So thank you so much for joining us, Miss Beth.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yes. And thank you guys so much for tuning in to South Haven Business Beat. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. We would like to thank the following sponsor. Make your next event unforgettable with the Follow app. Connect instantly, stay organized, and never miss an opportunity. Ditch the business cards. Go digital with the Follow app. Network effectively, exchange contacts seamlessly, and grow your business. The Follow app, transforming the way professionals connect at events. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Thanks for watching.